Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, in this sermon from 2 Chronicles chapter 7, preached on December 27, 2020, Pastor Matthew gives us biblical counsel for the new year. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, beginning with verse 13.
So this is the last Sunday of 2020. May God help us to examine ourselves. The key to revival is examining not others, but ourselves, to find what sin is in us and get rid of it. He shuts up the heavens. There is no rain. That means no bread. And locust devours everything. Not only that, coronavirus came into this place and thousands of people died. It is all divine plan. Especially for the church to examine themselves and grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, 2021. Not the same old, same old. God will enable us in our examination, and God will tell you what is wrong. We are to live in obedience to the Word of God. And when we are not living, He shuts up the heavens. Locusts abound and coronavirus thrive. May God help us. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to examine ourselves. You told King Solomon this, and yet he did not obey. The fatal flaw of King Solomon, he was disobedient. Save us from disobedience. Help us to experience revival. Not we need more money. We need more Holy Spirit guiding us in the straight and narrow way of eternal life. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. First point, if then. If my people called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, until then, nothing happens. So that is the condition. If you obey, I will bless you. If you don't obey, I will curse you. Both works. For this reason, many of you are weak and sick, and a number died. God is in the business of blessing and cursing. He will not tolerate spitting on his face. Solomon did that. He spat on the face of Jesus, God, who appeared to him two times. This is a text, is a portion of what God spoke to Solomon. He refused to obey. Let me read something. But if you turn away, 2 Chronicles 7, 19 and 20. If you turn away and forsake the decrees and commands I have given you and go off to serve other gods, which he did, and worship them. Then I will uproot Israel. And he did it. It is not threatening, just threatening. Will uproot Israel from my land, which I have given them, and reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. I will make it a byword and an object of ridicule among all peoples. So we read 1 Corinthians 11:28 and 31. A man ought to examine himself. Wife must examine wife's life. Husband should examine husband's life. Children should examine their life. A man ought to examine himself. That is a choice. If you don't, he will. Before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment of God. For this reason, you didn't love your brother and sister. For this reason, many of you are weak and sick and number died. Thank God for giving us a choice. And examine ourselves and reform by the help of the Holy Spirit. So that point number one is, if then. Point number two, my people, covenant people. What is the essence of the covenant? Listen, because people don't want to listen. I am your God who saves you, and you are my people who obeys me. Do you obey God? Proving that you are God's people. Read the word to obey the word. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands as to the Lord. Children, obey your parents and all that. Solomon treated this as a joke. I will tell you. Listen carefully. Covenant people. God made a covenant before creation that he will save some people, a few people. Ephesians 1:4, he chose us in Christ. Father chose us in Christ before the creation of the world. Purpose is that we be holy and blameless in his sight. If you hear these words of mine and do them, God wants us to hear his word and do them. Obey them. I am your God who chose you to save you. You are my people who obey me. John 14:15 says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. So you are my people who love me and obey me. And then you read Romans 8:29 and 30. We are foreloved before creation in eternity. Few people are for love. I was reading Dr. R.C. Sproul. You should read him about election. God didn't have to elect anybody. But he chose us before creation, before fall, to be holy and blameless in his sight. Foreknown, predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Our destination is to be like his own Son. Called and justified to be glorified. I don't understand any of these things. I like it. I rejoice in it. Point number 3. Called by my name. This is the effectual call. There is a general call. But if you are elect, you will come to him. It is effectual. And we came to him. Why is it you are in this place, in the cold? Because you are elect. You didn't come on your own. You were regenerated, called by my name. Authority. Name means authority. Effectual call, not general call. The elect comes to him, the non-elect refuse to come to him. And they are sent to eternal hell because they are sinners. In Adam, we all are sinners. He doesn't listen to your arguments unless it is biblical arguments. Although he was Son, eternal Son, he learned he was not exempt. He learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who would obey him. Ask yourself, do you obey the word of God or read it? John 15:10, if you obey my commands, he never begs. You are nothing. You are creatures. Therefore, God commands. You will remain in my love just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Effectual call means he regenerates you. Why? You are dead. Twice dead. In trespasses and sins. You can only sin and trespass. Effectual call results in regeneration first. And repentance and saving faith. Romans 1:5, obedience of faith. This is special call, not general call, to the elect. And they come. Number 4, humble themselves. You read Luke 18. The Pharisee said he doesn't need Jesus. He is righteous. Arrogance. When he was conceived in sin, born as sinners, and practicing sin every day, 24/7. And the publican said, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And he went home justified. The Pharisee went home condemned. Pride is the sin of the devil. The dragon. Did you read the dragon? 14 times the word dragon appears in the book of Revelation. 14 times. He's against you. He's against me. Dragons. Pride is the sin of the devil. Prayer of proud people, God will not hear. Matthew 25:41. Then he will say to those on his left, proud people, who will not hear, obey God's commands. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed. Curse or blessing. Into the eternal fire prepared. What is the word prepared? Divine passive. Who prepared it? God prepared it for the devil and his angels. It is also called hell. Eternal hell. The rich man of Luke 16, he despised Lazarus, who was at his gate looking for food. We are not told they gave him food. The rich man died and found himself in spirit, in hell, in fire, in torment, in agony. That's why I read the Bible and I obey the Bible. I want to go to where Lazarus went, to home in heaven. If you have food and clothing, which I have, be content with it. Godliness with contentment is great gain. God exalts the humble. James 4:6-7, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. Confess your sins, forsake your sins and receive forgiveness. Thank God he forgives sins. Our sins, your sins. Christ died for our sins. Examine yourselves, sir. This is the last Sunday of this year, that we may do better, that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:14 says, without holiness, no one can see the Lord. If that's the case, we want to be holy. Number 5, pray for your need. What is the need, sir? When I shut up the heaven so that there is no rain, no bread, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague coronavirus. Why is it God did this? Because of sin among God's people. With all the money, we want to sin and experience the pleasure of sin. Pray for your need. God, I repent of my sin. Famine, locust, plague. Go home and read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. God spoke to me from Deuteronomy 28. I will make you the head and not the tail. It is still true. For this reason, many of you are weak, sick, and number died. It means, God means it. For what reason? You did not love your brother in Christ. Keep on seeking God, doing His will. Point number 6. The Syrophoenician woman said, "Help me, Jesus." And He said, "I'm not sent to the dogs to help them." And she said, "I am a dog, but I am your dog. I am a dog, and dog must live by crumbs that fall from the master's table." And God said, "Great is your faith." And widow sought an unrighteous judge. Unrighteous judge took bribes. She didn't have any money to give bribes. So she was neglected, but kept coming. And He did take care of her problem. Point number 7, true repentance. Turn from their wicked ways. Turn! 180-degree turn. And John 8:11 says, "Then neither do I condemn you. Go home and commit adultery." No. Jesus declared, "Go now and live your life of sin. Turn from sin to do God's will in the Word of God." Ephesians 4:28, "He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need." The man stole. Now he gives by working 6 days a week. 180-degree turn. The prodigal son did the same thing. He went away from the father's authority. And he wasted all his money. And he didn't have any food to eat. And he sat down. And he said, "I will arise and go to my father's house. And I will say to him, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am not worthy to be called your son. But I am hungry." In other words, "I will be your slave." But God forgave his sin. And Father forgave his sin. Point number 8. I will hear from heaven. To me, this is a miracle. I will hear from heaven the prayer of a sinner who repents. Our prayer is based on His promises. He cannot lie. Man lies. He cannot lie. And number 9, forgive their sins. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I am surprised by God's forgiveness. Our sin against Him is infinite because He is infinite and eternal and holy and triune. But there is a way to forgive our sins. This is called substitutionary atonement. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ. Now, not counting men's sins against them. Hallelujah! I sinned and God forgave all my sins. It is a miracle, sir. God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. The wages of sin is death, eternal death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ died in our place for our sins. I was alone in a state room in a ship, and a prayer is available. I prayed, and God provided us food and clothing. Give, and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be meted out. It is true in my life, and it will be true in your life. And let me read to you, sir. Surely He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered Him stricken by God, smitten by Him, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds we are healed. I will hear from heaven. And point number 9 is forgive their sins. Because Christ died for our sins. This is called double transaction. He took our sin, our guilt, our punishment, our hell. Reformed theology says Jesus Christ on the cross went to hell to experience our hell. And He gave us His perfect righteousness, clothed in Him. In this righteousness, we come before God. God sees us covered with the righteousness of Christ. Perfect! And we can see Him because we are righteous. Without holiness, no one can see Him. and will heal their land. There is all of a sudden rain comes, grain comes, bread comes, locust gone, coronavirus gone. There is health, there is food, there is security. When we confess our sins, God gives bread, God gives health, God gives security. If my people do these 10 things, this is what God spoke. Deuteronomy 17, 14 through 20 to Solomon. And this is what he did. Number one, he refused to obey his king, the Lord. He became autonomous. He had a copy of the Bible. He was to read it daily. He was to govern daily in obedience to the word. He did not honor or obey his God. He acquired great number of horses against God's word. He let his people return to Egypt to get more horses against God's word. He did not trust God to defend his people. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines, 1,000. The Bible permits only one wife. Matthew 19, Jesus said, in the beginning it was not so, Adam and Eve. These wives led Solomon astray from the word. He was not the head of his house. He accumulated large amounts of gold and silver against God's counsel. He never repented as David did. So God became his enemy. Now go home and read 1 Kings 11, 1 through 13. Number one, Solomon loved many foreign wives against God's word. His wives led Solomon astray to worship false gods. He did not love God with all his heart. He was not godly but worldly. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and money, or God and many foreign wives. He built temple for his wives for the worship of demons. God appeared to him twice, and he became a pluralist. What is a pluralist? A pluralist says all religions are equally true. He abandoned the word of God. He loved his foreign wives more than the God of the Bible, who appeared to him twice. He did not practice 1 Corinthians 7:39. A believer must marry in the Lord. God became angry with Solomon. He broke God's covenant. God raised up enemies against his people. Solomon failed to examine himself, confess his sins, and send all his foreign wives and children away as Ezra and Nehemiah did. He did not destroy the temples he built for the worship of demons. The wisest, the richest man, the most powerful man became a fool. In conclusion, let us examine ourselves as God's holy people. Let us confess our sins to God. Let us forsake our sins. Let us do the will of God. Let us imitate the prodigal son who repented truly and received forgiveness of God and his father. Let us start a new year, 2021, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. God says in Isaiah chapter 1, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land." May God bless you all in the new year, richly growing in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, in holiness. Heavenly Father, we pray that you have mercy upon us. Yes. Forgive all our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us to begin the new year to live for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.